My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Can you smell it?
It's time for the smell test.
Do you smell something?
We look where John Q. Public is putting their cash.
Trust me, you just gotta get past the smell.
And go the other way.
Can you feel it? Can you smell it?
Kevin's smell test on the T980.
All right, this is my 19th year doing the smell test on radio. And then for the last 6 years, radio and podcast. The 18 seasons that I've done it, I've got 13 winning seasons and 5 losing seasons documented. The 13 winning seasons, there have been some big years. The biggest year I ever had, I hit on 64.8% of my plays. And the worst losing season was hitting on 48.6% of the plays. So it was close to 50-50. Those of you who bet understand, and I do too, that you need to be better than 50-50. You got to come in at around 52.6%. If you're playing the same amount on every game and you're getting charged minus 110, somewhere in that area, on losses, to win money. I am counting a winning season as a winning record and a losing season as a losing record. Overall, 13 winning seasons, 5 losing seasons. 2 years ago, I was plus 16 units at 184-3. Last year, I went 96-89-8, so plus 7 units on the year. Last week, 2-3 to start off, and I will promise you, because I tell you when it could have been better and when it could have been worse. If I had ended up giving out every single game that was a possibility when I started putting my smell test together on Wednesday, Thursday, it would have been a bloodbath week. So I got very lucky putting out just 5 games and going 2-3, because there were sides like Clemson and West Virginia that were very close to being smell test picks. Fortunately, they were not. So 2-3 to start. So 2-3 on the year. This is a long game, people. Let's get to this week. And it's one of those weeks where they're just, and it's week 2. Week 1 always, you know, has me a little bit hesitant, which is probably why I pulled back a little bit on some of those games, because some of the overwhelming public action is from a lot of off-season betting as well. So you try to get the numbers on what they are leading up to the game from people who are more regular bettors, and you try to find the sharp action as well. By the way, let me just reiterate for those of you that don't know what the smell test is. For 19 years, I've basically been giving out plays that are contrarian, anti-public, combined with understanding where that public money really is, not taking it off of a website, because they all that stuff now, but actually talking to legitimate sports books and getting that information, and also identifying where the sharp money is. And a lot of it is just kind of me understanding, after so many years of doing this, which games the public really does love and which ones the sharps in the house believe that they are going to be totally wrong on. A lot of times what you'll see with me is I'll have a game, at least on Friday, and it changes over the weekend, where you know, it's clear that the public is lined up on one side, and yet the sports books are either making it more advantageous for them to keep betting that same side, or they leave the line right where it is, and they don't account at all for the public action, which tells you they don't mind having an actual side in the game. Those are the games I look for. And there are plenty of them this weekend. And there are, yes, a lot in college football, and more in college than there are in the pros. Of course, there are more college games to pick from. Let's start in the 12 o'clock window tomorrow. I don't have anything tonight, and I don't have anything tonight in the NFL either. So Pitt last week beat Kent 55-24. They actually were struggling in that game a little bit. And Cincinnati was unimpressive as a 37-point favorite in beating Towson 38-20. There's some hope for Pitt this year in terms of their preview prior to the season starting. Cincinnati's laying 2 in this game, and the public is pounding Pitt. The sharp money continues to be on Cincy. Don't be surprised if this game goes off at 2.5 or 3. It's at 2 right now. I play the Friday lines. That hurts me sometimes. It helps me sometimes. Cincinnati minus the 2. Michigan on general principle tomorrow, boys and girls, plus the 7. That number's back to 7. It was at 7.5. The world is on Texas tomorrow. After, you know, recent impressions really mean a lot to public bettors. Michigan did not look that good in their win over Fresno. Texas looked great. There's this feeling that Michigan isn't very good this year, you know, after losing their coaching, or, you know, certainly Jim Harbaugh and J.J. McCarthy and their backfield just overall. I love Michigan plus the 7 in the Big House against Texas. Another early window game. Denton talked about this in his college football preview. Georgia Tech's got 2 wins, including a win over Florida State to open up the year. And people have been talking up Georgia Tech here with their start. Brent Key's doing a really good job there. They're playing at Syracuse. Syracuse ended up with a win over Georgia State last week. The line is super short. Georgia Tech's a 3-point favorite. Public loves the Rambling Wreck. I'll take Syracuse plus the 3. Denton talked about Iowa and Iowa State. This game at Kinnick, the total's 35. The point spread right now is Iowa laying 3. Iowa State, you know, opened up with a win over North Dakota. That's not even North Dakota State. That's North Dakota. Iowa last week blew out Illinois State. I'm not a big fan of Cade McNamara, but this is a game, it's real simple. The public loves Iowa. They probably think Iowa will win the game, you know, 24-0, 24-3. The line's very short. I'll take Iowa State plus the 3 in Iowa City. Here's one of the heavily bet games of the week so far in terms of one-sided action. Auburn last week opened up with a 73-3 win, but it was over Alabama A&M, okay? Cal, in the meantime, opened up with a win over UC Davis. The line's under 2 touchdowns and now is down to 12.5. I'd love to have 13.5, be able to buy it to 14, but the best number I can find taking Cal plus the points is 12.5. Give me the Bears. Bear down. Cal plus 12.5 at Auburn. Florida International is playing Central Michigan. Central Michigan's been an offensive juggernaut here a little bit. They scored last week 66 in their win over Central Connecticut State. They're playing in this game Florida International and laying a short number. I'll take FIU plus the 6 at home against Central Michigan. We talked about NC State and Tennessee. The line's actually kind of working in the wrong direction for me. But there's a lot of public action on Tennessee in this game in Charlotte against a Wolfpack team that didn't look good in the opener. I'll take State plus the 10. Oklahoma destroyed Temple. Houston got destroyed by UNLV. UNLV was a smell test pick last week. I like Houston plus the 28. The public thinks Oklahoma is going to destroy Houston. Texas Tech's getting two at Washington State. Texas Tech had to hang on for dear life against Abilene Christian in double overtime. They won 52-51. They're only getting two at Washington State. I'll take Texas Tech plus the two there. San Diego State plus six at Oregon State is the anti-public and the sharp side, as is South Florida getting 31 in Tuscaloosa against Bama. Bama, really impressive, not against anybody good in their opener, winning 63-0. I like USF plus 31. That's a lot of plays. I understand that on Saturday. Let's go to Sunday, where there are a couple that really just fit. It's week one. I understand. I don't love week one in the NFL. But the world's on Minnesota against the Giants, laying a 1.5. Everybody thinks Daniel Jones is terrible and the Giants should be getting more points. I'll take the Giants at home, plus 1.5. Carolina is getting 4 at New Orleans. This is one of the most heavily bet public sides of the day. Betting the Saints, that line has sat at 3.5, 4 pretty much for the duration. I'll take the Panthers plus the 4. Love Indy tomorrow getting 3 against Houston. This is another massively bet public team off of last year. The Colts starting, you know, Anthony Richardson. They've got a good roster. I think Shane Steichen's good. I was an Anthony Richardson fan early in that senior year in Florida, but realized he had a long way to go as a drop-back passer. You know, this was a guy that came in and everybody said, he needs a year. He needs to learn how to throw from the pocket. He played in 4 games last year, then got hurt. Apparently, during some of these preseason games and some of these joint practices, he did not look like he had made progress as an in-the-pocket passer. But it doesn't matter. Everybody's betting Houston. I'll take Indy plus the 3. And then the last one is a hold-your-noser. The biggest public bet team of the entire slate on Sunday is Cincinnati, laying now 8 at home against New England. That line was higher. It's now down to 8. There is sharp money on New England. I don't know enough about either side of the ball in Foxborough. It's a new coach in Gerard Mayo. They have defensive talent, but on general principle, I'm going to take the Patriots plus the 8 because no one else will bet the Patriots this week, and every sports book in America will need the Patriots to cover. So it's a lot of games for the combined first week of the season, college and pro. Recapping, Cincinnati tomorrow, laying 2 against Pitt. Michigan plus 7 against Texas. Syracuse plus 3 at home against Georgia Tech. Iowa State plus 3 at Iowa. Cal plus 12.5 at Auburn. Florida International plus 6 against Central Michigan. NC State plus 10. Neutral site, Charlotte against Tennessee. Houston plus 28 in Norman against Oklahoma. Texas Tech plus 2 at Washington State. San Diego State plus 6 against Oregon State. That's at San Diego State. And then USF plus 31 in Tuscaloosa against Alabama. On Sunday, the Giants plus 1.5, the Panthers plus 4, New England plus 8. I just gave you the 3 worst teams in the league based on most power rankings. It's going to happen. You're going to have to suck it up. That's what the smell test is all about. It's not just that the line reeks. Sometimes the team you're betting on stinks to high heaven too. And sometimes it doesn't work. But I'm going to continue to hit 16 against a 10. Sorry, it's basic strategy. And the Colts plus 3 against Houston. We will post those on the Team 980 website a little bit later on in the day. All right, Denton and I will have Washington Tampa Bay predictions, final score with a couple of thoughts on the matchup when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, if you want to weigh in, we'll open up phone lines, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Final score prediction with a footnote if you want to weigh in on Sunday's game. We'll be back after this. Kevin Sheehan Show.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Team 980 and the team980.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.